Wayne Wigham. Now, you may remember him from his professional rugby league days. He was a player here in Sydney, played at a professional level, but he's got a bit of a story to share. And Wayne said that, you know, one day he was sitting in the backyard and suddenly he noticed that the trees looked a bit greener, the sky looked a bit bluer, and he didn't feel sad. Now, Wayne had been struggling with melancholia, which is a severe type of depression, for a large part of his life. But things started to turn around, and I'm keen to hear how they did. So let's hear from the man himself. Wayne, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Willie. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my God. It's lovely to have you on. Now, you also work at the Black Dog Institute as a speaker and educator there as well, don't you?
Yeah, I'm called a lived experience speaker, so just go travel around rural and remote New South Wales and Australia, just taking the message out to our rural remote friends out there to get help and not to be ashamed of an illness.
Yeah, I think it's so, I love that lived experience because it's always, I feel it's always so powerful when you're talking to someone who's been there. They've done it themselves and they're talking from their own background. Now, you've previously said you were sad from the moment you were born. When did you realise you weren't supposed to feel that way?
Well, you really don't know. Like with me, because I've got a chemical imbalance, which is only a really small part of depressions anyway, but I was born with a chemical imbalance. So the part of my brain that makes you feel sad that should only get stimulated when a sad thing's happening, mine was getting stimulated 24/7, so I really didn't know, but I was just sad all the time, even through my football career in the fire brigade. And eventually, if you feel sad every day and you don't have much joy in your life, it doesn't matter how we get there, we'll all end up in the same place. And if we get depressed or anxious, so the journey doesn't matter because when we get there, we all suffer the same. So for me, I just did not have a benchmark of normality. I thought sadness was just part of life, and that can be very wearing on anybody if you don't understand what's happening to you.
And how has getting help affected your life?
Look, you just got to get help. Depression and anxiety is real pain. So I was living in pain, and I just want anyone to know who's listening, if you are suffering today, you are not weak. The pain you're going through is as real as any football injury I got, broken leg, broken arm. But once you take a step to get rid of that pain, it's like having a load off your back. So the first step, you know, even for me, was like, okay, I'm not going to live with this. I found that I might have something. And once you take a step, once you know the enemy, you can fight the enemy, really.
Yeah. And you said that I love the bit where you said, like, it doesn't matter how we all got there. If you end up being, you know, depressed or anxious, it's like everyone arrives at the same spot, right? So, like you say, people at the moment, particularly in these kind of very trying times, might be feeling like that. What advice would you say to people who are maybe first time experiencing depression and anxiety? What would you say to them?
Well, the first thing I'd say is, look, there's an old cliche that life is a game. Well, at the moment, if life was a game, it'd be something like rugby league where everyone's getting smashed, everyone's getting hurt.
Yes.
So just know that you're in a really hard game at the moment. You're going to get hurt. Don't feel any shame or weakness. Just know this is a really, really tough part of the game. Like, I'm an older bloke, and this is one of the toughest times I've ever seen in my life. So if you are struggling, know it's normal. It's okay. It's like a tough type of part of the game. This is really hard. Just normalise it in yourself. And if you need to seek help and it's really beginning to get on top of you, just get help. Just talk to someone. But this is really tough. Know you're getting smashed. Know everybody is. Don't feel guilt. Don't feel weak. It's okay to struggle now because this is hard.
This is hard, yeah. I can imagine it's very rewarding in your work with the Black Dog Institute when you are speaking and you are connecting with other, you know, let's say men and maybe regional Australia. I can imagine there's a great deal of relief for those listening from you just being able to not admit or whatever, but just be vulnerable for the first time.
Well, again, you know, just losing the old cliche, if life was a game, you see all our professional athletes, and the game of life is as hard as any sport. And you see all our Olympians or our professional athletes, when they struggle, it's normal for them to get psychological help. It's just part of it. Well, in the game of life, this is a tougher game than any sport I've ever played. And the pressure's on all of us people, as much, if not more, than on any professional athlete. The game of life is tough. So we've just got to normalise it. In the game of life, when we struggle so we can play our best game, we get help. It's just got to be that normal, because that is the way it is. We have 64% of people who struggle and don't seek help. And, you know, from my own experience, going through all those years struggling, when if I sought help, I might have had a way out earlier. You know, please don't live like that. There's no shame. It's brave to get help. And we're setting a great example for the next generation. If we seek help, then the next generation won't hide it in, or not seek help in the 64% of people that don't now. So, yeah, join the club, get help, no shame. And this is a tough game, and feel proud you're in it. And respect yourself that you're going through a tough time in life, and this is hard. And you're tough because you're hanging tough. And also, you know, there's nothing we can do at the moment. We have to surrender to a little bit. You can't fight back about this individually, so don't torture yourself every day that you should be doing something when you just can't. Sometimes you've just got to accept that we're powerless and that it will get better. As my mum used to say, it will pass.
Yeah. Oh, Wayne Wiggum, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's been fabulous speaking with you.
Thank you, Willie. Good luck to everyone out there, and stay frosty.